Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
A recent study in the Journal of Pediatrics found that the number of children injured in bounced houses had doubled from 2008 to 2010, when over 11,000 children were injured. So bounce houses, are they dangerous? The kids find them very fun. My guest is Dr. Gary Smith. He's a professor of pediatrics, emergency medicine, and epidemiology at Ohio State University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Smith. So bounce houses, you know, kids love these things, but I always worry about teeth coming out, tongues being bitten, lips being bitten, heads being smashed into. I mean, there's a number of them. And now we're seeing flying bounce houses. Tell us about what you're seeing.
Well, glad to be back on your show, Melanie. You know, bounce houses have been around for a while, but they've become much more popular in recent years. We conducted a study looking at injuries of children younger than 18 years of age, published in Pediatrics, as you mentioned. And what we found was actually astounding. These injuries are much more frequent than we had anticipated. Roughly 30 children a day are rushed to hospital emergency departments across the country for an injury associated with an inflatable bouncer. That's a child about every 45 minutes. What was even more alarming is the increase that we saw in recent years. Between 1995 and 2010, there was a 15-fold increase. That's a 1,500% increase. And just between 2008 and 2010 alone, just those years, the numbers doubled. So this is an epidemic by any definition. And I've been doing this for studying injury for over 30 years. I've only seen one other example where we've seen such a dramatic increase in injuries. So this is something parents should be aware of. It's something that we should take note of and look for ways that we can try to decrease this astounding increase.
How can we decrease this astounding increase? Do we not let our children go in them? Or is there some safety measures we can take if they're going to be somewhere where they're going in these things?
So that really is the important question. And I feel strongly that when we come to injury, that we need to make sure kids get up off the couch and get outside and have a healthy, active lifestyle. And with that comes risk of injury. So I don't think that we should bubble wrap kids. I don't think that we should make activities as safe as possible, but I think we should make them as safe as necessary so that they can enjoy those activities without suffering an injury. And there are opportunities with inflatable bouncers where we can make them safer. A couple things that I would recommend to parents. First of all, I think everyone would agree, adult supervision is absolutely essential. So that's really important, and I would strongly recommend that anytime children are in a bounce house. The second thing is that we know that when you have multiple children in a inflatable bouncer at the same time, the chances of an injury go up. I think it's impractical to say to parents only one child at a time, because inflatable bouncers are designed on purpose for multiple children. It's a social activity. But what we do know is that if there's a mixture of large kids and small kids, that the smaller children have a much higher rate of injury than if we have children all of the same age and size. So that's something parents can do, is make sure the kids are roughly similar ages and sizes. And then, you know, after that, it's going to be a parental decision on, you know, this activity. Clearly, we have a very broad spectrum of these injuries. It can be a very small bounce house that you rent or inflate in your backyard, to these large bounce centers that are large warehouses. In those cases, you want to make sure that the operators have safety training, and those are things that you can ask before, you know, booking your party there for your kids.
So we make sure that the bigger kids are in there separately from the smaller kids, and even those bigger kids, someone's going to lose a tooth or start bleeding some way or somehow. Do we trust the edges of the bounce house, Dr. Smith? If kids go flying, you know, they fling themselves around in there, and they're doing flips and everything, and they bounce against the walls. And I'm going to ask you this about trampolines, too, because the new trampolines have that netting. Do we trust the sides?
Great question. So there are voluntary standards by a group called ASTM that are for inflatable bouncers, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission has guidelines, but they largely defer to manufacturer recommendations. I think we have some room for improvement here. Clearly, there are many different types of designs, and some are going to be safer than others. We should try to take the data that we have, which, by the way, is very difficult to come by, and look at the injury patterns and look at ways that we can make inflatable bouncers safer. We saw a number of children who actually bounced out of the house and landed on the hard surface outside. Those are things that can be designed out of possibility just by looking at ways that you can keep kids in the bouncer, similar to the netting that you talked about with a trampoline. The other thing I think is really important, you mentioned about doing flips. That's the one maneuver that we absolutely have to tell parents is not a safe maneuver on an inflatable bouncer or a trampoline, because if a child is doing a flip and they come down after only doing a partial flip and land on their neck, that's when we have a high risk of a very serious spinal cord injury and paralysis. So that is the one maneuver I would absolutely recommend the parents not allow. If they're observing the children, they start to roughhouse, they start doing flips, that's when it's time to, you know, cool things down and to try to regulate the behavior so they don't have the injuries.
Dr. Smith, the trampoline and bounce house places are popping up all over the place where you can go and have your party there. And the one thing that I'm not usually afraid of is the slides. Kids walk up and they slide down sort of a bouncy slide. And as long as they don't slide into each other, those seem to me pretty safe. Are those places just as dangerous with the few teenagers standing around watching everybody, or are those dangerous too?
So we didn't look specifically at slides. We were looking at the bouncing activity. So we eliminated slides from our study. I really can't comment based on data. What I can tell you is when we looked at the bounce-related inflatables, about 40% occurred in the home, and a little more than that, about 45% occurred in public or recreation locations. So these would be the large bounce barns.
Those are just as dangerous.
Well, let's put it this way. We had equal numbers, but we don't know the relative use. So we don't know what the rates of injury are. So we really can't talk about risk unless we know how many kids are actually using bouncers in those various locations. But we do know that they're occurring in both locations. And for that reason, parents do need to be vigilant, do need to ask questions if they go to these large centers about the training, take a look to make sure that the inflatable equipment is well maintained, and make their own decision of whether that's a risk they should take. There are many decisions parents have to make. There is no right or wrong answer. Some people will have different thresholds of risk that they will accept. I think in general these are relatively safe activities, but you can take precautions to try to make sure that the chances of injury are much less, and I think that's the types of things we're trying to get out in front of parents by publishing this study. Not to say don't use them, but there are safer ways to use them if they have a little bit of knowledge.
We only have a minute left, Dr. Smith, but trampolines, you know, it increases your insurance rates. They've got that netting on the side. You remember the days when we used to actually have to stand around at camp, and they thought that's what was safe, having children all standing around in case someone went flying off, they'd land on another child instead of on the ground. It seems odd to me now that we did that, but just very quickly, tell us about trampolines, your opinion as an emergency physician.
So trampolines have been also around for many years. The number of injuries is quite high, and the Academy, American Academy of Pediatrics, has stated for a number of years in policy statements that trampolines should not be used as a backyard toy, that they were designed as gymnastic training devices, that they should be used in gyms under trained supervision of professionals. And if your child wants to learn how to use a trampoline because they're interested in gymnastics or diving, that you should go down to your local gym and have a trained professional progress your child through the maneuvers. But don't put them up in your backyard as a toy. That's where the injuries are occurring.
Great information. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.